Shalom, everybody. Today is Erev Rosh Hashanah, and I wanted to share a brief idea, brief FMT for this Rosh Hashanah. In 1933, Rav Cook, Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who was the first Ashkenazi chief rabbi of modern Palestine, who died in 1935, Rav Cook in 1933 delivered a sicha on Rosh Hashanah in what is now known as the Churva Synagogue in the middle of the Old City. His sicha was summarized and written up after Yontif. It's written up in a few places, including the Sefer Moadei HaRe'ayah, which was written by his student Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria. It's also in the Sefer Ma'amarei HaRe'ayah in the chapter entitled Shofarot, and it's also printed up elsewhere. Rav Cook's speech was said again in 1933 on Rosh Hashanah. By then, Hitler, Yimach Shemo, had risen to power, and to say the very least, the Jews around the world were terribly worried about what might happen and was happening in Eastern Europe and beyond. And it was in this context that Rav Cook spoke on Rosh Hashanah. He described three kinds of shofarot, three kinds of shofars in halacha, and they're all mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, in Simin Tav Kuf Peivav. One kind of shofar is mitzvah min hamuvchar. It's the highest level of fulfilling the mitzvah. It's a ram's horn. A second kind of shofar, if you don't have the first kind, it's still kosher, but it's not on the highest level, is any other kind of shofar, as long as it's not the shofar of a bull. And the third kind of shofar is, if a person, if a community does not have a ram's horn, or that of any other animal, then they should blow any shofar, even a pusil shofar. You just don't make a bracha on it. It's a shofar from a behema temeya, an impure animal, and we do not make a bracha on it. Those are the three kinds, or three levels of shofars. A ram's horn, another animal's horn, or if we have no choice, a pusil shofar just without a bracha. And Rav Cook continued and said that these three levels or kinds of shofars refer to three different levels or kinds of another shofar, the shofar of the geula. The first kind of geula is that kind of geula that comes from the people, from Bnei Yisrael. This kind of geula comes when we inspire ourselves and others to be redeemed, to come to Israel, to work together, to team up to serve Hashem, to strive for Kedusha on a personal and national level. This kind of geula has holy roots and is the kind of shofar that we daven for every day. Tika b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu. It was with the sound of that shofar gadol that so many people over the centuries made their way to Eretz Yisrael, including, says Rav Cook, the Ramban and Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, and Rav Ovadia Bartanura, and the students of the Vilna Gaon, and the Chassidim of the Baal Shem Tov, and on and on and on and on. It's a very high level, but it's really a shofar gadol. That's one kind of shofar. And then there's another kind of shofar, the shofar of people who, in the words of Rav Cook, Sheharatzon HaKadosh Nechalash, Ein hahit lahavut hagedola lira'ayonot elyonim shebikedusha. People whose sensitivities and drive for kedusha and for lofty ideals are less lofty, but still do have feelings and desires that are based on holy things. They come to Israel to live free in a Jewish state. This is where we can live as an independent nation. It's comfortable here. It's easy being a Jew here. The economy is good, etc., etc. These are all great reasons to come to Israel. Not like the first shofar, whose roots are fully in Kedusha, but it's still wonderful and kosher, and this kind of shofar, this kind of return in Geula, requires a bracha as well. And then there is a third kind of shofar. And at this point, Rav Cook began crying. He said there is a third kind of shofar, a shofar from a behema temeya, a pusil animal, an impure animal. Enemies of Israel blow a shofar in our ears and tell the Jews, run away, get out of here. They tell us, run to Israel. This kind of shofar, this third kind of shofar, this third kind of geula comes from our enemies. They inspire us to come to Israel. They force us to come to Israel. And we don't make a bracha on this kind of shofar. That kind of shofar has unfortunately been blown in the past. And unless we do something about it, can chas v'shalom be blown again. And so we daven every day to Ka b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu. And as we listen to the shofar this year, it is for that shofar gadol that we daven, and for the shofar gadol that we work on ourselves and for Klal Yisrael. We daven and we wait for the great shofar to blast, and we work towards making that happen. And we daven chas v'shalom, that the worst kind of shofar, the pasul shofar, the tamei shofar, not be blown ever again in Mirtzah Hashem. Wishing you and all of Klal Yisrael a shana tova, ksiva v'chasim. Matov, everyone.